This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it's astronomically official. Summer is over and we are launched into fall. I know you at Cape Week are taking this moment to look ahead. Tell us what it is that you're focusing on.
Well, this weekend is the first for the Fall for the Arts. It's a 5-week celebration of arts around Cape Cod and the islands. It's coordinated by the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod and all kinds of arts organizations all over, theaters, museums, art galleries, music groups. They're all participating with special events throughout October. Cape Week's working with the foundation to kick things off with a special section in Friday's paper, and that'll list events happening throughout the month, and then each week for the 5 weeks, we're going to have special listings for Fall for the Arts events. Among the highlights this week, just to show how varied things get, there's a Highland Pipe Band concert Sunday afternoon at the Uptuxet Trading Post Museum in Bourne. Cape Cod Cranberry Day is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Greenbrier Nature Center in Sandwich. Hyannis has the Love Local Fest that's going on 11 to 7 Sunday in Azleton Park. Provincetown Tennessee Williams Theater Festival is going on around town. And the Manhattan Shorts Film Festival is going on Saturday and then next Wednesday at the Nantucket Athenaeum.
A lot of great events happening with that.
So much going on.
Moving on, Jazz Fest Falmouth is bringing to our area some great artists making great music.
That's what's happening down in Falmouth starting this weekend. It's actually 8 big events that's going to be happening over the next 2.5 weeks, celebrating all styles of jazz music. That kicks off Sunday afternoon at Highfield Hall and Gardens. They've got a concert by the Yoko Miwa Trio. It's a Boston-based trio that focuses on jazz piano styles. And they've described their type of music as classic, modern jazz, great American songbook, blues, Brazilian, and rock. So jazz can obviously take many forms.
Kathy, there are a lot of fans of neat old cars. It seems as though every other weekend brings a gathering to celebrate a different aspect of old cars. This weekend is no exception.
No, last week it was the Woodies. This week it's the Model A Fords. It's the 57th annual New England Model A Ford meet, and they're all coming to Cape Cod from around New England and New York to show off their cars here. The Model A was built by Ford after the Model T and was only built for 3 years, from 1928 to 1931, and more than 200 of them are going to be coming here starting on Friday. A lot of them are going to be parked at the Resort and Conference Center on Scudder Avenue in Hyannis on Friday. Owners will be there to answer questions. And then they're going to take a grand tour Saturday to Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich. And they're going to be on display from 10:30 to 2:30 p.m. And viewing them is free as long as you pay the museum admission.
To find out more about all these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.